Dear Lakshay, can you briefly introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm currently studying computer science masters at the University of Paderborn, and I'm having a good time, about to complete my degree, and I hope I can enjoy this interview today.
What is your mother tongue, and what role does your mother tongue play for you personally?
I'm naturally bilingual. I have I've grown up with Hindi and English, two of the languages from India. And I think mother tongue, I also have my reservations with the term, but it frames your thought process also because of the media and the literature that you can consume when you're growing up, and you think in that language that shapes your personality, also gives you a lot of opportunities. So it plays a very important role in your life, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Is there a fun fact or false myth about your native language that you would like to share with us?
Oh, yeah. Particularly Hindi. That's one of my native language, along with English. Many people assume and have a misconception related to Hindi that it is the national language of India. But surprisingly, it is, though the most spoken language in the mainland, but it's one of the official 22 languages of India, and India is a little different, where we have around over 700 languages related to regional tribes and many dialects also. And having so many languages growing up over there, it naturally shows you how much a language can offer, because you have so much of the linguistic diversity around you all the time.
To what extent do you experience linguistic diversity in your everyday life? Has it always been like that? And how does this experience shape your view of language and communication?
As I just stated, growing up in India, and that too in the capital city, I had exposure to many languages since childhood. And I was always it was very engaging, very interesting for me to listen to people talk in another language, trying to understand their literature, their media, their conversations, and getting to learn those new experiences from them and creating our own experiences. It was very fun. It was surprising how things between how many languages share common things, common structures, and for example, with me, when I started learning German, I'm still a beginner, but there are many things that I can relate with both my native languages. Specifically with English, it shares the script, Roman, and with Hindi, it shares the gender sensitivity and the sentence structure style, which is, for me, I would say, helpful to understand German, to understand how things are shaping up and why do we do particular things, and why the grammar rules are like that. Also, the linguistic diversity, it offered me a lot of exposure to the global media and literature. Since childhood, I've been listening to English movies, watching English movies, listening to English audiobooks, and also trying to understand different languages, different cultural aspects, because they were available. To me, and yes, it was always there. And same at the University of Paderborn, I have a very diverse linguistic group.
Is it important to you to pass on your own mother tongue to other people or later generations? And what possibilities do you know or use for this?
I think it is essential that we pass on the languages, the rich heritage of the languages that we have developed as humans over the centuries. Because if you look at the literature that every language offers, the literature, the media, and talking about English, Hindi, I can see that there is a lot Hollywood movies. And for me, we have also the opportunity of watching Bollywood movies, and others, art, cinema, and a lot of literature. And if this somehow, with the ever more globalized world, if these languages, if any of the language gets lost in the process, that would be a true loss for the uh, for a for the work humanity has undertaken for many centuries. So I think it is very important, and we should be passing on our language to other people. We should be encouraging them to speak different languages. How do I do that? Whenever I'm with a set of friends who can speak a particular language, I try to speak in that language. And particularly as many of the people from South Asian countries, from the North Asian countries, can speak Hindi. Also, I engage in Hindi. I mean, for me, that's a Hindi, that's a language. Hindi, for them, it's a little different language, but we can communicate. And to my family and everyone, we tend to share this thought that a language is a very important medium, and we should help it sustain in this globalized world.
So this is my last question. Do you think it is important to honor mother tongues worldwide on this day, and why?
In our lives, we should always be honoring the mother tongues. That mother tongue is, there is a reason it's called mother tongue, because it is what shapes you. And they should be honored, like you honor your mother. And this is a language that you are grown up with, that shaped your personality, that could offer you the possibility to understand the world, to see the world, to shape your opinions. And hence, they should be honored. How we should do it? I think we all should first accept. There should be an acceptance for our mother tongues. Everyone should be happy to have a different mother tongue than the person sitting next to them, and should be motivated about sharing it with others, and should share the experiences. And I think, like I'm sharing, like we are doing right now, I'm sharing my experiences with my native languages, and others also did that. I think that's a very nice way to honor the languages.
Many thanks for the exciting interview.
Thank you.